Many Washington and Idaho wheat farmers are struggling this year because of a weird crop problem. Correspondent Anna King explains what's going wrong.
We're at the USDA's Western Wheat Quality Lab here at Washington State University in Pullman.
This is where we do our baking of cakes, cookies, bread, pancakes, noodles, and pasta.
That's Alicia Kishonis. She's a federal research biologist. All this good-smelling baking is purely for science. It's composted after. This year, they'll make 4,500 batches of stuff testing Northwest wheat quality. Mostly, a lot of Japanese sponge cakes and noodles. Makes sense, since the Philippines, Japan, and other Asian countries are our best wheat customers. This year, the scientists are doing hundreds of extra tests. Nearly half of the soft white wheat tested so far has problems. Asian sponge cake is supposed to be eggy, warm, and fluffy, but much of this year's wheat is making stuff that's
dense, they're small, and they start to turn more from a light and airy sponge cake into something that more resembles a pound cake. That's dense and thick.
And that won't cut it in Japan.
No, that is highly unacceptable.
So what gives? This big problem is called low falling number. Basically, it means there is an enzyme formed in a kernel of wheat that's eaten away at the starch.
Unfortunately, one kernel with low falling number can bring down a much larger batch of wheat, which is why this is such a problem.
Low falling number happens when there's rain late in the season or wild temperature swings in the summer. And it hasn't happened this bad since the early 80s. Now we're at Genesee, Idaho, at a grain cooperative. Sammy White manages grain coming in and going out for shipping and export. One of the big problems with this low falling number wheat is testing it quickly. The grain samples are sent to a lab, but the results take days to get back. By then, White says,
we didn't know who had problems, who didn't have problems, so they were all going into these big silos.
Now White has millions of bushels of grain, all mixed up, and it will all fetch a lower price. Some may end up as cattle food. White says in a small town, it's just uncomfortable.
Realistically, there probably will be a few guys that will be put out of business because of it. And that's tough.
Up toward Oaksdale, Washington, Larry Brown's plowing up his windblown Palouse Hills.
I've had problems. We've all had problems with falling numbers in the past, but nothing. Nothing this severe and this widespread.
It's already affecting his family. For example, his grandson has bad tires on his pickup.
Normally, I would jump right in and buy him a set of tires, you know, like I told him, I said, you're going to run them until they run them a little bit longer.
By his count, this year he's 85,000 short of breaking even. So he says, it's time to turn the wet earth over, put this year behind his plow. I'm Anna King, outside of Oaksdale, Washington.